Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're doing a deep dive on a name that's been absolutely on fire. We're talking about Intel, ticker INTC. The stock has rallied over 450% in the last year, and everyone is asking the same question: is this rally real, or is it a setup for a fall? We're going to break down the business, the numbers, the valuation, and I'll give you my honest take on where things stand right now. Let's get into it. So, what's the big picture here? Intel has been a household name for decades, but the last few years have been a roller coaster. The company lost its manufacturing edge, fell behind in the AI boom, and saw its stock get cut in half. But since late 2023, a massive turnaround narrative has taken hold. New leadership, a renewed focus on foundry services, and some big partnership announcements have completely changed the conversation. The stock has gone from a beaten-down value play to a high-flying momentum story. But as with any 400% rally, we have to ask, how much of this is already priced in? For those who need a quick refresher, Intel Corporation designs and manufactures semiconductor chips. They operate through a few key segments: the Client Computing Group, or CCG, which is your traditional PC and laptop processors; the Data Center and AI Group, which sells chips for servers and AI workloads; and Intel Foundry Services, which is their big bet on manufacturing chips for other companies. They also have smaller segments like Network and Edge. The company is headquartered in Santa Clara, California, employs over 85,000 people, and is currently led by CEO Lip-Bu Tan. The market cap today is around $550 billion. Let's talk about the revenue picture, because this is where things get interesting. In fiscal year 2025, Intel generated just under $53 billion in total revenue. That's actually down from over $70 billion back in 2021. So the top line has been shrinking, but the composition is changing. The Client Computing Group brought in over $32 billion, still the biggest piece of the pie. The Data Center Group contributed nearly $17 billion. And here's the headline grabber: Intel Foundry Services reported over $17.8 billion in revenue. Now, a big chunk of that is internal transfers, but it shows the scale of their manufacturing ambition. Geographically, the U.S. is their largest market at over $15 billion, followed by Singapore and Taiwan. The revenue story is really about stabilization in the core business and growth in foundry. Now let's get into the earnings, because the profit picture is a lot more complicated. For fiscal year 2025, Intel reported a net loss of $267 million. That's a massive improvement from 2024, when they lost over $18 billion. But it's still a loss. The company generated $9.7 billion in operating cash flow, but they spent nearly $15 billion on capital expenditures, resulting in negative free cash flow of almost $5 billion. The gross profit margin was around 35%, which is down from the 50% plus margins they used to enjoy. The bottom line is, Intel is still in heavy investment mode. They're spending billions to build out their foundry capacity, and that's going to weigh on profitability for the foreseeable future. Let's look at what management had to say on the most recent earnings call. In their Q1 2026 call, they reported revenue of $13.6 billion, which came in above the high end of their guidance. Non-GAAP gross margin was 42%, and they guided for Q2 revenue around $13.9 billion. The tone of the call was optimistic, with management talking about a transition from survival to scaling supply. They highlighted strong AI-driven demand for both CPUs and foundry services. The key takeaway is that execution is now the primary focus, especially around yields, cycle times, and capacity ramp. They're no longer just trying to survive, they're trying to deliver. Let's look at the balance sheet. Intel has $14.3 billion in cash and cash equivalents, with total current assets of $63.7 billion. Total liabilities are $85 billion, and total equity is over $114 billion. The debt-to-equity ratio is a very manageable 0.4. The current ratio is above 2, so they have plenty of short-term liquidity. The company also eliminated its dividend, which was a controversial move, but frees up cash for reinvestment. The financial health is solid, but the key risk is the massive CapEx spend. They're burning cash to build the future, and that bet has to pay off. Let's run through a quick SWOT analysis. On the strength side, Intel has a dominant position in the PC and server CPU markets, a massive global manufacturing footprint, and a strong brand. Their foundry ambitions are backed by serious government support through the CHIPS Act. On the weaknesses, they're still losing money on a GAAP basis. The foundry business is incredibly capital-intensive, and they've lost their manufacturing lead to TSMC. Opportunities are huge. The AI boom is driving demand for advanced chips, and Intel is positioning itself as a key player in both design and manufacturing. The threat is competition from NVIDIA, AMD, and TSMC, all of whom are moving aggressively into Intel's turf. Now let's look at the price action. Over the last year, Intel has rallied nearly 400%. That's an incredible run. But the last week has been rough. The stock is down about 20% in the last 5 trading days. After a monster rally like that, profit-taking is normal. But the question is whether this is a dip to buy or the start of a bigger correction. Technically, the stock is still well above its long-term moving averages, but the short-term momentum has clearly broken. The volatility is extreme, and traders are watching the $100 level as a key support zone. Let's move to valuation, because this is where things get really interesting. We ran a comprehensive valuation analysis using a forward PE model, which is the most appropriate framework for a company like Intel that's in a growth recovery phase. The model has high confidence, but we need to be careful here. The AI sanity check flagged some concerns, and the fair value estimate is significantly below the current price. Here's what the numbers say. Our market snap fair value estimate is around $52.68 per share. The current price is $109.33. That implies an upside of -51%. In other words, the stock is trading at more than double our estimate of intrinsic value. The 5-year CAGR projection is -13%, meaning if you buy at today's price, the expected annual return over 5 years is a loss of about 13% per year. A $10,000 investment today would be worth roughly $4,880 in 5 years. Now, what drives this valuation? First, the forward PE multiple is extremely elevated. Even after adjusting for growth, we used a target multiple of 35 times earnings, which is generous. Second, the company is still burning cash and the free cash flow conversion is expected to improve slowly. Third, share dilution is a factor, though we assumed it slows to just 1% annually. The bottom line is, the market is pricing in a perfect execution story and the valuation leaves very little room for error. So what's my take on Intel? Look, the turnaround story is real. The foundry strategy, the AI tailwinds, the new leadership, all of that is legitimate. But the stock has already priced in a lot of that optimism. At $109, you're paying for a future that hasn't happened yet. The company still isn't profitable on a GAAP basis, they're burning billions in capex, and the competition is fierce. I think the rally has gotten ahead of the fundamentals. That doesn't mean the stock can't go higher, but the risk-reward is not attractive at these levels. If you're a long-term investor, I'd wait for a pullback closer to $80 or $70 before considering a position. If you're a trader, be very careful with the volatility. What do you think about INTC? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.